another kind also, even in the continuous looking also, it is not continuous, it is discontinuous. There is nothing continuous in this creation. Everything is discontinuous. Even a raga, which seems like a string, seems like a continuity. Even there is discontinuity. Therefore, it is the silence that is music. That is one thesis. It is the notes that is music. That is another thesis. So like that, Mimamsakas, they have two theories, Mimamsaka versus Vyakarana, and Vivaranacharya versus Bhamati Acharya. So such opinion differences are there. The truth lies neither this side nor that side. Like Buddha Bhagavan said, Madhyama Margam, that is Buddha said. The truth, you don't get it in the extremes. It will be in the middle. So how that will work? The syllables themselves are not the source of meaning. Not even the silence that follows is the source of meaning. Because if silence is the source of meaning, I will keep silent. Will you get meaning? No. So, suppose I say syllables without silence, then also you will not get meaning. So the truth is in between. So the silence associated with the syllables is the source of meaning. That is how Shankara in Devatadhikaranam, he concludes that way. Anyway, so this is the these are the Vyakaranas. They say, so a sphota will happen. Once the shabdam uchyaritena, that is past tense, means the shabdam is spoken and it is already into the past. It is past now. So as the shabda speaking ends, then there is a sphota, out of which the knowledge takes place. That is the Vyakarana Matam. The Bhashyakara, he gives, Bhashyakara is Patanjali, he gives an alternate way of looking at it. Athava pratita padarthakah loke dhvanih shabda ityuchyate. So he says sound is the shabda, sound, shabda, loke dhvanih shabda ityuchyate. Look at the world, how they understand. So suppose I make such sound. That is called shabda, dhvani. Dhvani I do. Dhvani means a sound. So, which is produced by a disturbance, a vibration. That is called dhvani. So, but now, dhvani is the shabda provided one condition. The dhvani should help you to know a vastu. That is shabda. Pratita padarthakaha. Dhvanihi shabdaha. Therefore, that sound which helps to know, which communicates the vastu as its meaning, the one who listens to that sound, immediately he understands. Pratita means pratyaya, jnanam happens. He understands that this is such and such object. Like gauh, I made some sound. Immediately, you understand that it is an object called cow. Then it is called shabdaha. Suppose I say la 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 la. That is not a shabdaha. That is only dhvani. But vyakarana shabda, so it is dhvani associated with a meaning. Meaning comes in the mind of the person who listens it. That way he says. In fact, now he says the word shabda is used in the sense of dhvani. He is giving examples. Tadyatha shabdam kuru ma shabdam karshi shabdakaryayam manavakaha iti dhvanim kurvan eva muchyate. So there is a, you say shabdam kuru, make some sound like that. Means two people go to near the door is closed. So one of the elder one suggests to the young man, come on, make some sound on the door. So there the word shabda is used in the sense of sound, dhvani. In that sense it is used. Shabdam akarshi. Some people are studying, then the children are making some sounds. So then you say, oh come on, don't do shabdam, like that you say. So what is the meaning of shabdam there? Sound. Ayam manavakaha shabdakari. You say like that. So this manavaka is making a lot of sound. You say like that. They are shabdakari. So you make such a statement. When do you make such a statement? Dhvanim kurvan evam uchyate. The manavaka who is making a lot of shabd, lot of sound, he is called ayam manavakaha shabdakari. Manavaka is the name of a young boy. Any boy. So the manavaka, this manavaka is a shabdakari. Like that they call him. When he is making a lot of sound. Therefore the word shabda means sound. Sound. Dhvani. That is the meaning. Then so all kinds of sounds are shabdas. No, pratita padartha kaha dhvani. So the sound which he conveys to the shrota, to the listener, immediately an object in his mind. So such a sound is called shabdaha. Okay. Tasmat dhvani shabdaha. So that is how he settles. What is shabda? Dhvanihi shabdaha. Shabda means Rama shabdaha. That is the word, you know, Rama shabdaha, Hari shabdaha, Guru shabdaha. What is that shabda? It is a sound. Dhvani. Dhvanihi shabdaha. Sound means that kind of sound? No, not that kind of sound. Pratita padarthakaha dhvanihi shabdaha. This kind of sound, he doesn't give any meaning to your mind, right? Except that he is making some sound. That is the only thing you notice. You don't get any meaning out of it. But suppose you speak, then you get meaning. So, this is all a very interesting discussion. They really look into it. You see, there was a boy, a small boy. He went to, they did the Namakaranam. 5 year old, they used to do at the age of 5. They allowed the child to play up to 5. No teaching, nothing. No education. The modern times, they stopped at the age of 2 and 3 because of insecurity. They are insecure. And now that you can see at the social level. But in those days, 5. I remember. How do I remember? Because my brother, he was then Aksharabhyasam. At the age of my brother, he is a poet. He is well known in the world. He is a poet in Telugu literature. And he is a maverick poet. And so his name is very well known. The Telugu poetic world knows his name. And he wrote quite a few books and all that. So he is a Sanskrit teacher. And anyway, so his Aksharabhyasam was done. And a Saturday Muhurtam was all that. So my father sent a message. I was in college. He sent a message, coming Saturday, Aksharabhyasam is there, if you find free time, please come. I could not go. Doesn't matter. So Sunday I went. So his Aksharabhyasam was done. And that was at the age of 5. And like that they used to do at the age of 5. So there was a boy. His Aksharabhyasam was being done. And the guru told her, they write like this. Ah, he wrote. The teacher wrote, ah. It is this, what you write is a symbol of what you say. That's why you have to say, even while repetition, you have to say it. He has to say, the boy has to say. Sometimes these children, they write like that. Then the teacher will say, are you writing? Yes, I am writing. Why don't you hear you are saying it? Say it. So he has to say. Because what you write is not what you say is and this is only a symbol. So he wrote, like the teacher told. Then this boy asked, why that line is on? Why not some other line? The teacher asked, the boy asked like that. The teacher was he studied some shastra. He was stunned. What a question it is. Even big people don't ask such a question, elderly people. Whereas this boy, what kind of intelligence he has? So then the teacher told him, you have asked a very good question. But suppose I put one line for A and somebody else puts another line for A, then when they write notes to each other or letters to each other, there will be no communication. Therefore, to make communication possible between all people, so not only verbal communication but also in writing communication should be possible. Therefore, all the people put together, they came together and they decided, let us use this symbol for A. Then the boy said, oh, is it so? Okay, I follow it. You see, that boy, he became a great scholar or some such thing. So, I remembered that anyway. So, tasmat dhvanihi shabdaha. Shabda, Rama Shabda, is a printed thing, is not Shabda. The sound that you make is Shabda. And that sound must convey a meaning to the listener. That is how Shabda is understood. Okay. Kani punaha shabdam shasanasya prayojanani. This is the bhashyam, a question answer kind of thing it is. Okay. Now shabdam shasanam. Atha shabdam shasanam, you know. Atha means prarabhyate. Shabdam shasanam prarabhyate. The discipline of shabdas is being started. We have decided what is shabda. Now a question is asked. Why should you have a discipline of shabda? Why? What benefits that would accrue to us by studying this discipline of shabdas? The shastra is called vyakaranam. It is a discipline of shabdas. So what is the benefits that we get? A question is asked. Because without proper benefit out of it, why should we study it? There should be a benefit. This is a quite often quoted statement. The next one. Rakshoha gamalagva sandeha prayojanam. Rakshoha gamalagva sandeha prayojanam. You see, it is dvandva samasa. You may say rakshacha, uhascha, agamascha, laghuscha, asandehascha, rakshohagamalaghvasandehaha. That is the dvandva. So we have quite a few of them, five of them. These five are the prayojanam. But then the prayojanam should be bahuvachanam. Prayojanani should be there. So how they say prayojanancha, 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 etc. Samahara dvandva if you do, ekasesha, ekasesha, sarupanam ekaseshaha. Like that there is a sutra. Sarupa, ekavibhaktau. Sarupanam ekasesha ekavibhaktau. That is the sutra. So based on the sutra, only one thing will remain. And that will become napumsakam, napumsakalinga, and also ekavachanam. That is how the prayojanam is kept. That is the Kekakara says. So very, very precise, you know. Anyway, as the meaning is very simple. The benefit is multifold. Multifold benefit. Manifold benefit. What is that? Raksha. He will explain what is that. So, what is raksha? Rakshartham Vedanam Adhyayam Vyakaranam. See, Veda mantras are there. They have to be protected. Protected means what? They have to be pronounced properly. Suppose the teacher pronounces wrongly, all the students pronounce wrongly. This is what happens all the time. So when all the teachers pronounce wrongly, and then they start writing wrongly, and then they upload into the internet wrongly. Everything wrong, 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 wrong. So on the other hand, if you study Vyakaranam, then you will not make a mistake. Then your students will not make a mistake. This is how the Veda mantras are taken care of by the study of Vyakaranam. That is a big prayojanam for these people. Because for them, it is like the juice for them. The Torah is the most important thing. He gives life, but he won't give up the Torah. They carry this Torah on their head. Because Torah is the book. Book is the most important thing. That is the tradition. Jewish tradition is like that. And Vedic tradition is like that. Vedic, not the later traditions. Later traditions, they have shifted into different things. But Vedic tradition, book is the most important thing. So, now I feel comfortable. So, that raksha, protection of the Veda mantras, is the first prayojanam. That one prayojanam is enough to study Vyakaranam, but it has a few other prayojanas. So, Vedanam rakshartham Vyakaranam adhyayam. One must study Vyakaranam to protect the Veda mantras. How he is explaining it. Lopagama varna vikarajnaha hi samyak vedan paripalayishyati. The one who knows lopa, a syllable, it disappears. And the one who knows agama, a new syllable comes. And then varna vikara, the syllable undergoes a modification. Three things happen. So jalo jali, sakara lopa. Then dasi dhut, dhakara agama, dhudagama. And then shadho kasi, sha becomes ka. That is the vikara, varna undergoing a change. So all these things people should know. Then only they will be able to say the mantra properly. So, such a person alone, when he knows the lopa, agama and vikara of the syllables in a word, he will be able to protect the Veda perfectly. The Tikakara has given some beautiful example. Bhashyakara doesn't say anything more than that. We have to work out. You see, there is a prayoga. Vaidika prayoga is aduhata. Duha dhatu. Duha dhatu. Atmanepadi. Okay? Duha. Adagama lagna. We are looking at lagna. Adagama will be there. Aduha. Shap will be there. Aduha. Then ta. That is the word. Aduha ta. Means one has milk with the cup. That is aduha ta. Now if it is aduha ta, so in Vedic you say that ta becomes ra. It is converted into ra. Tha becomes ra. And the akara lopa, aduhata, akara lopa will be there. So aduhara, the mantra says aduhara. So mantra it is like that. That means, what is the meaning of aduhara? Aduhata. And we have sutras which say that in the Vedic mantra, there in all these contexts, ta becomes retha and allopaha. That kind of sutra will be there. Therefore, the word aduhara, when you find a Vyakarana student can readily understand, oh, it is aduhata. Therefore, he will protect the mantra. You see, once how it works, I am just saying example. So, somebody asked me to write an invitation letter for the temple. There is a function in the temple, Shiva temple. They asked me to write an invitation letter. I wrote. So in that I wrote Shakyanusaraha. Shakyanusaram. In Telugu I wrote. Shakyanusaram. Like that I wrote. Means according to your Shakti, your capacity. I mean, you may contribute according to your capacity. Shakti anusaram, I wrote. Then the person, he took it to the printer. Before giving it to the printer, the temple chief, he was the temple committee chairman. ఆర్గనైజ్ పర్సన్, టెంపుల్ కమిటీ చైర్మన్, నాట్ ది పురోహిత్ ఎక్సెట్రా, ది మే నాట్ నో మచ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ ఎ సాడ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ అఫైర్స్ దట్ దే డోంట్ నో మచ్ సో ది టెంపుల్ కమిటీ చైర్మన్ he was looking at this invitation before giving to the printer. He saw, what he did, you know, shaktyanusaram, he changed it. It must be shaktyanusaram, dergham he put. Is it wrong? Then they gave it to the printer. The temple committee chairman is changing, therefore nobody will, somebody said that, that gentleman wrote it. He must have written correctly, like this, he just made a small protest, maybe he wrote correctly, no, maybe he missed it, I don't know about that, this is wrong, like that he changed it. And then the printer printed, and it came to me for a proofreading. Then I corrected it. Dekham should not be there, Hraswam should be there, so I corrected it. And again, so this man who noticed this change, he told the person, the chairman. The chairman telephoned to me. He says, why do you correct? It should be Shakyanusaram. I said, no, it should not be. It should be Shakyanusaram only. No, I heard it many a times. I heard many people telling that. All of them are telling wrong. You are also telling wrong. It should be Shakyanusaram. Finally, it was printed as Shakyanusaram. So I should say that emphatically, you know. Otherwise, what will happen? A mistake will get established. Now everybody will be doing that mistake. In a worldly thing, it doesn't matter. But in mantra, it matters. Therefore, lopa, agama, varna vikara, one who knows that alone will be able to protect the mantras properly. Then, in the mantras, you see, there is a mantra, sangrubhnati, sanjabhara, sanjabhara, ha becomes bha, therefore sanjabhara, that is sanjahara, jahara, jahratuhu, jahruhu, hri dhatu, lit, sanjahara, becomes sanjabhara in the mantra. Now I got the mantra. ఇమామగృభణం రశనామృతస్య పూర్వ ఆయుషి విదథేషు కవ్యా ఇదే మంత్ర. ఇమాం అగృభణం, అగృభణం ఇజ్ అగృహన్ హావికం శుద్ధ. సో దట్ చేంజ్ వన్ షుడ్ నో. సపోజ్ ది మంత్ర ఈజ్ రిటర్న్ ఆర్ సెడ్ ఇమామగృభణం, సపోజ్ యు కరెక్ట్ ద గై, ఓ కమాన్ వాట్ అగృభణం. There the meaning is held. Imam Agrabhanam means held this. Rashana. Rashana is the horse will have a leash. That is called the Rashana. This leash of the horse, the Ritvik, he holds it. All past becomes present in the Veda mantras. Agrabhanam means Granhati Chartha. That is the mantra. In that, suppose I say Agrabhanam, and you correct it as Agrandhan, then that is not correction. It is introducing a mistake. And the one who doesn't know ha becomes bha will not be able to appreciate all that. Therefore, to protect Vedas, he must be a Vaiyakarana. Like that. You see, the Vaidika people, they say, we by heart, and that is how we protect. True, they by heart and protect. They by heart, this much they by heart. And then slowly they start forgetting. And when you forget, you put a wrong syllable there. Because as the age progresses, so instead of saying morning, instead of saying mama, I said mame. And then I corrected myself. So as the age progresses, you tend to make mistakes. And the mistake, if it is fixed, then it remains as a mistake. On the other hand, if one is a Vyakarana scholar, then he won't make mistakes. He will be able to correct himself if he made a mistake. And if the other person makes a mistake, he will correct the other person also. That was the time. Nowadays, you cannot correct anybody. They will not accept any correction. What they become like that. But in those days, they used to be very amenable for any correction. So anyway, that is the Satyakaram. So the mantras have to be protected. That is the purpose of Vyakaranam. That is Raksha. Then, Ohakkalvapi.
Ohakkalvapi.
Yeah. There is another purpose for Vyakaranam. That is called Ohaha. Uha is also a prayojanam. That is what he means. So what is Uha? I will tell you. So, aha, na sarvair lingaihi, na ca sarvabhir vibhaktibhihi, vede mantra nikaditaha. You see, in Veda, there is a rule. Prakruti vat vikruti kartavya. You know that rule. Those who study Artha Sangraha, they know that rule. So there is a prakruti yaga, means the fundamental yaga. And there are evil loops. All yagas which resemble the prakruti yaga are called vikruti yagas. Now, the vikruti yaga, all the details will not be given. All the details will be given for prakruti yaga. And all the vikruti yagas, they follow those details. Prakruti vat vikruti kartavya. So when the Shruti talks about Vikruti Yaga, only those things which need change, only changes will be mentioned. Except those changes, everything else, it has to follow the original Yaga. That is the rule. Prakruti vat vikruti kartavya. For example, for all Yagas, Yaga is Devatodeshena Dravyat Yago Yagaha. The Devata will be there, fire will be there, you offer an oblation in the fire for that Devata. That is called Yaga. Now, for all Yagas, using Havis, means kukur rice, or purodasha, or even ghee, and they are the of oblations, the prakruti is Darshapurnamasa, is the prakruti. And therefore, every Yaga that uses these dravyas for offering, they follow the model of the Darshapurnamasa. Okay? Then there is a yaga in which oblations are Soma Rasam. Soma Rasa is the oblation. For all those yagas, Agnishtoma is the prakruti. And all yagas like Atiratra, Vajapeya, Mahagni Chayanam, all these yagas are Soma yagas. They follow the fundamental yaga, the modern yaga called Agnishtoma. They follow that. Like that, Prakruti Yaga will be there. And all the mantras of the Prakruti Yaga will be presented. And in Vikruti Yaga, only the changes will be mentioned. And nothing else will be mentioned. Okay? I will tell you an example. Agnaye tva jushtan nirvapami. That is the mantra. O Agni, for you, this thing I am offering, some steaming will be there. Now, that is the Prakruti Yaga. In Prakruti Yaga, Agni is the Devata. Then a Vikruti Yaga will come. It is called Saura Yaga. Saura Yaga is the Vikruti Yaga. Agneya Yaga means the Devata is Agni. That Yaga is the Prakruti. Saura Yaga is the Vikruti. So, it says, Agneyam Charun Nirvapati. Charu is the cooked rice. Therefore, the cooked rice is offered to Agni. Therefore, that is the Agneya Yaga. And all the details will be given to that yaga. The mantra is, what is the mantra for offering this charu, cooked rice into the fire? The mantra is Agnaye Tva Dushtan Nirvapami. That is the mantra. Now, the Vikruti Yaga is mandated. How? Saura Charun Nirvapati. You do Saura Yaga. Saura is the Surya Devata Yaga. That is only that much is said. No mantra is said. Now mantra you have to do uha. Uha means you have to figure out in your mind what is the mantra. Very obvious. So look at the Prakruti Yaga. What you have? Agnaye tva jishtam nirvapami is there. Therefore now it is Saura Yaga. So you have to have the mantra as Suryaya tva jishtam nirvapami. You have to put it there. The mantra Agnaye is there. In the place of Agnaye, the సూర్య దేవత హ్యాస్ టు కమ్. హౌ విల్ ఇట్ కమ్? సూర్యాయ కమ్. సపోజ్ ఈ రెండు వ్యాకరణం, వాట్ విల్ హీ డూ? హీ విల్ డూ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టేక్స్. ఇది సంకల్ప, దే మేక్ మిస్టేక్స్. యూ కెన్ కౌంట్ అట్లీస్ట్ 12 మిస్టేక్స్ ఇన్ వన్ సంకల్ప. హీ సేస్ ది సంకల్ప ఎవ్రీవేర్. దే సే ఇన్ ది మైక్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఇండియా, దే సే ఇన్ ది మైక్ ఆల్సో. పీపుల్ లైక్ మీ విల్ బి లిజనింగ్ టు సంకల్ప బై గోయింగ్ ఫర్ ఎ వాక్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్. హీ సేస్ సో ధర్మపత్ని సమేత శుభారావణం హేయస్ సహ కుటుంబానాం. స్వరం ఆల్సో ఫర్ దాట్ ఈ శుకాన్ని సహ కుటుంబానాం ఇషుద్ధి సహ కుటుంబస్ ఇతరతో దిమాగ్ హోనా చాహియే. ఐ టోల్డ్ వన్ జెంట్మెన్, అరే భయ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సహ కుటుంబానాం, ఇట్ ఈస్ సహ కుటుంబస్ యు నో వాట్ ఈ సెడ్. స్టాప్ ఐ సే, అవర్ గురు టోల్డ్ మీ లైక్ దాట్, ఎవ్రీబడి ఈస్ సేయింగ్ లైక్. హీ వాజ్ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ హీ సెడ్, వి ఊరుకోండి, యు కీప్ క్వైట్. He says like that. God bless you. So he doesn't have vibhakti jnana. Prathama vibhakti, shashti vibhakti, ekavachanam, bahuvachanam, doesn't make any difference. They all look alike for him. Say a student was asked, he has a book, he was asked, do you see any difference between the first page, 10th page and 20th page? The student said, no, all the pages look alike to me. Now what does it mean? Whether he is a good scholar or he doesn't know anything. All vibhaktis look alike to these guys. They just don't know vibhakti. What to do? You have to sit and cry. You cannot do anything more than that. So uha you have to do. I gave you the example. Agnaye tva vishtan nirvapami will be there. సౌరం చరుణ్ నిర్మపతి మ్యాండేట్ విల్ బి దే. నౌ యూ హవ్ టు కమ్ అవుట్ విత్ మంత్ర యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. సూర్యాయత్వ దుష్టం నిర్మపామి యూ హవ్ టు సెల్ఫ్. అండ్ దెన్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ టూ దేవతాస్ విల్ బి దే, మిత్రావరుణ దేవత విల్ బి దే. దెన్ అగ్నయే ఏకవచనం, మిత్రావరుణాయ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ సే, మిత్రావరుణాభ్యాం యువాం యూ షుడ్ నాట్ సే త్వా vam vam vam. So you have to say vam mitravarunabhyam vam jushtam nirvapami. There you should not say dravajanam again. Nirvapavaha you should not say like that. You have mantrasam only do jushtam nirvapami. Jushtam also you should not change. Nirvapami should not change. Only mitravarunabhyam vam jushtam nirvapami you have to say. That means what? The Veda Mantra, all vibhaktis will not be there. All vachanas will not be there. That is what he is saying. Sometimes vachana has to change. Sometimes vibhakti has to change. In a different context, vibhakti has to change. And therefore, the person must know vibhakti and vachana correctly. Also, when you have mitra and varuna, if it is devatas, devdham will come. మిత్రావరుణ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఇద్దరు మిత్రవరుణ ద్వంద్వ సమాస. మిత్రశ్చ వరుణశ్చ నా మిత్రవరుణవు మిత్రావరుణవు మరి దేవత. అగ్నిశ్చ సోమశ్చ అగ్ని సోమౌ మరి దేవత. సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దే షుడ్ నో, దే షుడ్ నో వర్ణ ఆగమాశ్చత. ఇది ఆల్రెడీ ఊహాలు ఎవరు యువర్ గురు ఊహ కమ్ అవుట్ విత్ మంత్రాస్ జస్ట్ బై చేంజింగ్ వన్ వర్డ్ దే. ది చేంజ్ షుడ్ బి విభక్తి ఆర్ ది చేంజ్ కుడ్ బి వచనం. సో హీ షుడ్ బి నోయింగ్ వ్యాకరణం. సో హీ సేస్ మంత్రాః సర్వై లింగైః న నిగదితాః. మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ రిసైటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ లింగాస్ విత్ ఆల్ లింగాస్ చ సర్వాభిః విభక్తిభిః న నిగదితాః. వేదే ఇన్ వేద ద మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ రిసైటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ లింగాస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ విభక్తిస్. దే ఆర్ రిసైటెడ్ వన్ టైమ్ ఇన్ వన్ లింగ అండ్ వన్ విభక్తి దే ఆర్ రిసైటెడ్. అండ్ నౌ బ్రాహ్మణ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ విత్ మ్యాండేట్స్ అండ్ సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు చేంజ్ ది విభక్తి and the linga also appropriately. For that you need the knowledge of vyakarana. Techa avashyam yajnagatena purushena yathayatham viparinamayitam yaha. So te means vibhaktis and lingas have to be changed. Yathayatham means according to the context they have to be changed. Who has to change? Yajnagatena purushena. The person who is there, fixed, who is associated with the yajna, yajnam karoti, he is the person who is doing yajna and he is involved in the yajna. Yajnam gataha means involved in the yajna, the person. He has to make these changes. Avashyam, he has to certainly make these changes. He cannot go on offering with the same mantra for every devata. All those changes he has to do. Yajna gatena purushena, he has to do it. Tat na avayyakaranah shaknoti yathayatham viparinamayitum. Suppose he is not a vayyakarana. Vayyakaranah means yakaranam adhite. Samasa kusumavali. Yakaranam adhite iti vayyakaranah. See, vayyakaranaschasau khasuchischa vayyakarana khasuchihi. You did not hear this? There was a vayyakarana. He was asked, sir, what is this sutra? I am not understanding. He too doesn't know. He got a popularity that he is a vayyakarana. Therefore he too doesn't know. Therefore what he does, he looks at the sky, khasuchi. So he like that, as if he is memorizing, or he doesn't know. Such a vayyakarana who looks up for sutras, etc., he is called vayyakarana khasuchihi. Once I was standing with Subraya Shastrinaha, great vayyakarana. Then somebody, there are many students, they studied and they became teachers, this and that. So one person who studied vyakarana with the Shastrinaha 10 years back, he came. And he came with another person and introduced Shastrinaha. Ayam vayyakarani, he said. He is a vayyakarani. He should not say vayyakarani. He has to say vayyakarana. Then Shastrinaha immediately asked, oh, is it so? His father studied vyakarana? That is what he asked. Then this man, no, not his father, he only. But then when you say vayyakarani, say vayyakarana, that is how he corrected. Because vayyakaranasya apatyam puman vayyakaranihi. You cannot put he just because it sounds a bit nice. Oh, he is a, sir, he is a great vayyakarani. Means his father is vayyakarana, but he is nothing. He is the son of vayyakarana pandita. And he is pandita putra. That is the meaning. Therefore, so he connected immediately. Then, sorry. Like that, this man, he studied with him, but still goes and talks wrong word with him. Like that. Vayyakarana. You see, one time, Subraya Shastri, I was surprised. He was giving a lecture in Sanskrit. They used to speak in Sanskrit. In the lecture, he said, karmena. Karma trutiyaya kavachanam. He said, karmena. And then karmana. He changed. Karma shadda trutiyaya bhakti will be karmana. Then he came that evening and did sanyavana and did sahasra gayatri as a prayaschittam. Why he is doing the sahasra gayatri suddenly? Because prayaschittam. Because you should not say karmana. You should not say karmena. You have to say karmana. You see, in a lecture, this is how they are. Those people, they were given to rigorous study. That is how they were trained. All this you can see in the way Bhashyakara presents it. Now you know, these Vayyakarana people, they are hard nuts, they become like that. They cannot stand a mistake. That is how they are trained. You see Bhashyakara, how he is talking. Therefore, if he is not a Vyakarana, he will not be able to make changes in the mantra according to the context. Yathayatham viparanayamayitum na shaknoti. Tasmat adhyeyam vyakaranam. Therefore, vyakarana must be studied. That is the purpose of vyakarana. Uha. Uha is the second purpose. Then the third purpose is what? Agama. Agamakkalvapi. Agama is also a purpose for the study of vyakaranam. What is agama? You see, he will tell, brahmanena nishkaranaha sharangaha vedaha adhyeyaha jnyeyascha. Like that there is a vidhi. That is the agama, vidhi. So, if he is a brahmana, means upanayanam etc. is done, then he has to study Veda. Vedaha adhyeyaha jnyeyascha. Having recited the Veda, he should know its meaning also. What Veda? Sharanga. Having along with the six angas of Veda, why should he do that? Nishkaranaha. Without seeking any benefit or advantage, anything, he has to study. I have studied Veda, the king should respect me, the king should give a title to me, this king should give some money to me, not that you should not expect anything. Just study, desireless. Don't ask why should I study, nishkaranaha, don't ask why should I study, just study, it is your duty. That is the vakya. Therefore, that agama is there, Vedam, and it is mandating you to study, therefore study. Because sharanga is there, in these six angas, vyakaranam is there. Chandaha, shiksha, kalpaha, vyakaranam, jyotisham, niruktam. So, Chandaha is meter. Pingala, Pingala Naga is the author of the meter shastra, how the meter works and all that. Shiksha is the pronunciation, how to pronounce and all that. Kalpa, the rules for performing yajna, etc. That is the kalpa, vyakaranam. Then Jyotisham, not astrology. Jyotisham is not astrology. I am not joking. I am not telling you wrong information. Jyotisham is astronomy. It is not about the person's future and all that. It is about when is the Suryodayam, when is the Suryastamayam. And when is Purnima and when is Amavasya. Because Purnima, he has to do Purnamasa. Amavasya, he has to do Darshayaga. Therefore, he has to know. For doing Darshayaga or Purnamasa Yaga, Chaturdashi night, he has to add culture to the milk. Because Dadhi Yaga he has to do. Indra Yaga is Dadhi. So, Dadhi means you won't get Dadhi then and there. So, you have to prepare it the earlier night. That must be Chaturdashi night. So, he needs all this information about the movement of moon, sun and all that. That is the Jyotisham. That is all. So, that he should know. And then Niruktam, the lexicon of Vedic words. These are the six. So, Bhashyakara says, among these six, he has to study, that is the agama mandate. Among these six, Vyakaranam is the most important, that is what he says. Let us see that. Agamakkalvapi. Brahmanena nishkaranaha. Dharmaha. Sharangaha. Vedodhyeyaha. Jneyascha. Iti. See, a brahmana is there. He performs a sanyavandana. In Chakarmas he performs. Why should he perform? Dharma it is. That is his duty. He has to perform that. Then what else he should do? Adhyeyaha. He should recite the Veda with the six angas. And what else he should do? Jneyaha. He should know the meaning. Why should he do all these things? Nishkaranaha. Without the prayoga. Vinakaran. Labha adi prayojana rahita. That is his dharma. Don't expect any benefit or any reward for studying Veda. Just you study. Because having taken birth as a human being, that is your duty, you have to do it. That is the vakya. ప్రధానం చ షట్సు అంగేషు వ్యాకరణం. ఆల్ ది సిక్స్ వ్యాకరణం ఇస్ ది ప్రైమరీ వన్, విచ్ ఇస్ ట్రూ బికాస్ ఛందస్ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ మేటర్. దిస్ అనుష్టు, దిస్ ఇస్ త్రిష్టు, దిస్ ఇస్ జగతి, లైక్ దట్ రిలేటెడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ మచ్ టు నో అబౌట్. సమ్ 30-40 మేటర్స్ విల్ బి దేర్ ఇన్ ది వేద మంత్రాస్. దెన్ శిక్ష, ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్, ఈవెన్ వైఎల్ రిసైటింగ్ ది వేద మంత్రాస్ యూ గెట్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ టు వ్యాలిడేట్ ఇట్. సమ్ రూల్స్ ఆర్ దర్, పాణినీయ శిక్ష రూల్స్ ఆర్ దర్, యూ స్టడీ దట్. దెన్ కల్పసూత్రాస్, సూత్రాస్ విచ్ టెల్ యూ హౌ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ ది రిచువల్స్, దట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దెన్ కమ్స్ నిరుక్తం. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ వాంట్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ వర్డ్ యూ నీడ్ ఇట్, ఇట్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ డిక్షనరీ, లెక్సికల్. సో బెటర్ టు స్టడీ దట్ అండ్ కీప్ ఇట్. అండ్ దెన్ జ్యోతిషం ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ముహూర్తం, ద తిథి వార వర్జ నక్షత్ర ఓన్లీ దట్ మచ్. నాట్ ఎ బిగ్ డే. వ్యాకరణం ఇస్ ది ప్రైమరీ థింగ్ దేర్ ఫార్ అమాంగ్ ఆల్ ది సిక్స్ వ్యాకరణం ఇస్ ది ప్రైమరీ. దెన్ హీ సేస్ ప్రధానే చ కృతో యత్న ఫలవాన్ భవతి. సో వెన్ దేర్ ఆర్ సిక్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ ఎఫర్ట్, యూ కెనాట్ పుట్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది సిక్స్ ఎట్ ఏ టైమ్. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్ వన్ థింగ్ అండ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ విత్ ది ప్రైమరీ థింగ్. యూ డోంట్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ వన్ సెకండరీ థింగ్. యూ స్టార్ట్ విత్ ద మెయిన్ థింగ్ సో ప్రధానే చ కృత యత్న ఫలవాన్ భవతి. When you put in effort in the main thing, that will yield wonderful results. And all the secondary things become very easy. Therefore, Agama is there, a mandate is there. To fulfill that mandate, you study Vyakaranam. That is another prayojanam. It is a prayojanam, really speaking, it is prayojakam. It makes you to study. It mandates you to study. And you fulfilled the mandate, that is the prayojanam coming out of it. That satisfaction, I have fulfilled the mandate. You see, when you study Vyakaranam, Paini, etc., nobody will give you a reward for the studying Vyakaranam. Who will give you any reward? So, you feel happy about it. That's it. That is your only reward. దెన్ లఘు, దెన్ ఆగమ లఘు లఘ్వర్థం చ ధ్యేయం వ్యాకరణం. టు మేక్ థింగ్స్ ఈజీ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ షుడ్ మేక్ స్టడీ వ్యాకరణం. లఘు సలు ఇస్ ఈజీ, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఈజీ? బ్రాహ్మణేన అవశ్యం శబ్దాః జ్ఞేయా ఇతి. యు ఆర్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ, యూ షుడ్ నో వేద శబ్ద. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ వేద. All the Veda Shabdas should be known to you. You are reciting so many mantras. You should know Shabdas, you know. See, if you don't know Shabdas, the mantras also not pronounced properly. Either you must have heard this mantra. Prajapade Ratvadeta Anyanyo Vishwajata Liparita Babhuva Yatkamaste Duhumastanno Ustu Vayagusya Mapatayo Yinam. Did you hear this mantra? No? Every day it comes and says, in the mantra, in the puja, etc., it comes. So, vayam syama, vayasya syama, patayora yinam, vayam syama. That is the word. I heard one gentleman saying mantra, so, kama steju mastanno astu vayagusya, mapatayora yinam. And I told him, it is not syya. Syama, don't stop at Sya. If you have to stop, stop at Ma. Vayagya Syama. Now you stop. Patayore Yinam, you have to say like that. So, you should not stop at Sya. There is no Ma Patayaha. It is Patayaha. So once I stopped like that, then the teacher told me, what are you doing? You see, Priyambakanyaja, you should not stop like that. If you have to stop, Priyambakanyaja Mahe, you have to stop. You should not stop wrongly. You see, the sentences, Namo Hiranya Bahave Senanye Dishan Japataye Namo Namo Rukshetcho Harikeshet, I have to stop like that. Rukshetcho have to stop. Suppose I stop. Namo dhananya vahave se nanye dishan japataye namo namo rukshe jo. Wrongly, no? So, the students of Veda should know the words. Now, okay, how to know words? Let us take the dictionary and study the dictionary. That is one way of knowing words. But it will take 1,000 years to know all the words. If you take dictionary and study, it will take 1,000 years. They tell a story. Indraha, Indra, Lord Indra. He started studying all the words, one by one.
Nama.
Nama, all words. Sahasrani Varshani Jagama. 1,000 years have gone. Still he is not completed. So that is not the way to study words. The way is Akaranta Pungo Rama Shuddha Pratipadika Akaranta. Rama, you know. Everything else will follow the same. That way you have to study. So to make things easy for you, by knowing the structure of one shabda, all similar shabdas will be known to you if you study Vyakarana. So to make things laghu, therefore you have to study Vyakarana. All this he will tell you now. Brahmanena avashyam shabdaha jneyaha iti. Iti means iti niyamo vartate. That kind of a context is there. నచాంతరేణం వ్యాకరణం లఘునోపాయేన శబ్దాశక్త్యా జ్ఞాతుం. అంతరేణం వ్యాకరణం, విథౌట్ వ్యాకరణ లఘునా ఉపాయేన, బై ఎన్ ఈజీ మెథడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు నో ది వర్డ్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ యు నీడ్ వ్యాకరణం. దెన్ ది లాస్ట్ అసందేహ. నేను సపోజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ డౌట్ about a word, how to settle that doubt, ask Vyakarana, you will get doubt. You say, I had a doubt, pratyayitum, that was printed in the book, pratyayitum. That is the lucky is pratyayayati, that is the nichi is there. Aya has one yakara, nichi brings another yakara. So pratyayayati, then it must be pratyayayitum. What is this pratyayitum? I was a bit confused. Then immediately I wrote to Ravi, hey, call Shastriji and find out. He found out and he worked out himself and told me that another yakara, it is gone. It came and gone. Therefore you wrote me. Therefore I was very happy. Pratyaji, it is coming now. In Shantojaya it is coming. So, therefore a word, if you have a doubt, how to settle it? The Vyakarana, which was written, he wrote to me elaborate scheme, how to make the Tumunanta. Tumun is the Pratyaya. So Prati is the Upasarga. Aya is the Dhatu. Nichi is also included. All of that he worked out step by step, and ultimately he arrived at Pratyayitum. Because in Ayagatau, like Ayagatau, so Ayati, Ayata, Ayanti, but in some places, some samprasarana, some whatever happens, that yakara will go away. Therefore, one yakara is missing. Therefore, without the additional yakara, it is correct. Pratyajitum, the one ya is due to equanimity, that yakara is different. So, all this asandeha, doubts will be clarified if you know vyakaranam well. అసందేహార్థం చ అధ్యేయం వ్యాకరణం. భాష్యకాల యూస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. యాజ్ఞికా పఠంతి, యాజ్ఞికా మీన్స్ ద పీపుల్ హూ పెర్ఫార్మ్ యజ్ఞాస్, ది వేద పండిట్స్, దే రిసైట్ లైక్ దిస్. స్థూల పురుషతి మాగ్ని వారుణి మనద్వాహి మా లభేత. స్థూల పురుషతి ఆగ్నివారుని అనద్వాహీం ఆలభేత. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ దే ఆర్ పట్ దే ఆర్ రిసైటింగ్ దట్ ది వాక్య దే హ్యావ్. ఆలభేత మీన్స్ స్పృశేట్ ఇత్యర్థ. యు టచ్ ఇట్ అండ్ గివ్ అవే. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ కౌ. అనడ్వాహ మీన్స్ బుల్, అనడ్వాహి నీప్, దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్స్ ఎ కౌ. ఎ కౌ ఈజ్ గివెన్ అవే. ది కౌ అగ్నివారుణి, సో ది కౌ ఈజ్ గివెన్ టు ప్రొపిషియేట్ టు టూ దేవతాస్, అగ్ని అండ్ వరుణ. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది కౌ ఏమ్ టు ప్రొపిషియేట్ ది టూ దేవతాస్ అగ్ని అండ్ వరుణ. దేర్ఫోర్ తదిత ప్రత్యయాస్ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ సో యూ గెట్ అగ్నివారుణి. The cow belonging to the devatas, Agni and Varuna, it is touched and given away. And what else? Sthola prasatim, very good. Now this sthola prasatim, it is Dvitiya Ekavachanam. Prathama Ekavachanam will be sthola prasatim. What is the name? You can have two names. Sthola cha asau prasati cha. That is one meaning. Hence it is a heavy, heavy set. Stola, a big cow, and then prasati, having the spots, the red spots here and there, that is the cow, that is the karmadhariya samasa. Or if you make the bahuvachana samasa, stola prasati yasyasa, having a big spot. So now the meaning entirely changes. There is only one spot and that is big. Only one spot. That is the Bahumini. Karmadharaya, it is not the bigness, is not about the spot. The cow is big and they have many spots. The spots may be small spots only. Small or big, that is not the point. Many spots. Therefore, which meaning should we take? So, it is decided by the Swaram. And Karmadharaya, Karmadharaya is included in Tatpurusha Samasa. When you have Tatpurusha, Karmadharaya is part of it. Bahuvrihi is different. Uttaravadartha Pradhanaha, Tatpurushaha. Anyavadartha Pradhanu, Bahuvrihi. So very important difference. The second word becomes important. Whereas Anyavadartha becomes important. So how to proceed about it? This is settled by Swaram. Now Swaram is very important. సో తస్యాం సందేహః. సో ఇది అదే మంత్రాలే, అది బ్రాహ్మణ వాక్య మ్యాండేట్. నౌ ఇన్ ద ఇన్ ది ఇన్ ది తస్యాం మీన్స్ విషయ సప్తమి, ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వాక్య. సో వి హావ్ దిస్ డౌట్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది డౌట్? అదర్వైజ్ తస్యాం మీన్స్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ కౌ వి హావ్ ఎ డౌట్. స్థూలా చాసౌ ప్రసతి చ, స్థూల ప్రసతి తది కర్మధారయ సమాస. స్థూలాని ప్రసంతి స్థూల ప్రసతి. స్థూల ది కవి స్పీక్ ప్రసంతి అస్యాః సంతి ఇది ప్రసతి. It has many spots. Prasati. Sthola cha asau prasati cha sthola prasati. That is one meaning. Or, another meaning is, sthola ni prasati. Big spots, not one spot. I did not get it right. Now I am getting it right. Big spots must be there. The cow need not be big. It is the bigness of the spots. So, which meaning we should take? అవయ్యాకరణః స్వరతః అధ్యవస్యతి. హీ నాట్ అవయ్యాకరణ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ స్వరం. హీ కెనాట్ మేక్ అవుట్. హీ నోస్ స్వరం కరెక్ట్లీ. హీ సేస్ ది స్వరం కరెక్ట్లీ, బట్ హ్యావింగ్ సెడ్ ది స్వరం కరెక్ట్లీ, హీ ఫెయిల్స్ టు డిసైడ్ బిట్వీన్ దట్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇఫ్ హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ వ్యాకరణ నాలెడ్జ్. అవయ్యాకరణ స్వరత తాం నా అధ్యవస్యతి. అధ్యవస్యతి మీన్స్ నిశ్చయం కరోతి, నా నిశ్చయం కరోతి. సో నౌ హీ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ యది పూర్వపద ప్రకృతి స్వరత్వం తతో బహువ్రీహి. స్థూల ప్రసతి ఇస్ ది వర్డ్. పూర్వపదం ఇస్ స్థూల. ది వర్డ్ స్థూల విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫిక్స్డ్ స్వరం. Wherever that comes in the mantra, it will have a fixed swara. Like namaha, that akara is a swaritam. Namaha, like that. That's why namo, 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 that swaritam becomes there. సో ద స్వరితం మే చేంజ్ ఇన్ టు అనుదాత్త ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ బట్ ది వర్డ్ నమః నమః మహ అకారం ఇస్ స్వరితం లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ సిమిలర్లీ ది వర్డ్ స్థూల విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫిక్స్డ్ స్వరం అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బహువ్రీహి ది ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ పూర్వపద ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ చేంజ్ ది స్వరం ప్రకృతి స్వరం ద ఒరిజినల్ స్వరం విల్ రిమైన్ డ్యూరింగ్ బహువ్రీహి Therefore, in Sthola Purushati, you see the Swaram of Sthola. If it is coinciding, then the Sthola word is separate. Sthola or Sthola, then the word is separate. What should be the Swaram? You should know. And then see whether that Swaram repeats in the Samasa or not. If it is repeating, the same Swaram is maintained, then it is Bahudhi. That is what is called Purva Pada Prakruti Swaratvam. The first word is called Purvapada. It is having the same swara as the original word itself, in the samasa also. Then it is Bahuvrihi. That is the general rule. And Atha samasantodattatvam tataha tatpurusha iti. Then look at the samasanta. Stola prushati. That is ee. That is the samasanta. If it is udatta swaram, then it is tatpurusha. So like that there are rules, vyakarana rules. And if he is not a vyakarana, how will he know? So if he doesn't know the meaning of the word stola prasati, he will not be able to do the karma. Because what kind of cow he has to get hold of, he should know. The word stola prasati, he should know. To know that, if the sandeha is there, they ask, Avanti, is it Bahuvrihi or Tatpurusha? Because the meaning is entirely changing from Bahuvrihi to Tatpurusha. Who will tell? Only Vaiyakarna can tell. Therefore, for the purpose of Asandeha, you should study Vyakarana. You may say that Vakya one time, Rakshoha Gamaradva Sandeha Prayojanam. ప్రయోజనం హరి ఓం తత్సవ శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.